brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now on with the 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Small-scale miners riot in Chingola after being denied mine access. Zambia seeks 12-month extension on IMF credit facility program. And in global news, a tsunami reaches Hawaii and California as earthquake off Russia triggers evacuations across Pacific. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Small-scale miners in Chingola have again rioted, looting several shops, including antelope mining. Videos circulating on social media show rioters carrying away items such as mattresses and bags of mealie-meal as riot police fire tear gas to disperse them. The unrest was triggered by anger among the miners after they were denied access to an open pit for mining activities. The disturbances reported to have started in Chiwempala area before spreading to nearby business districts. Police have not yet issued a comprehensive statement on the situation or confirmed whether any arrests have been made so far. Government says it has applied to the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for a 12-month extension of the Extended Credit Facility Program. Speaking at a briefing today, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says if the request is approved, the program will now run until the 31st of October 2026. The original 38-month program was approved in August 2022 with $1.3 billion to restore macroeconomic stability, maintain investor confidence, and foster inclusive growth. Mr. Mwetwa says the facility, which was later increased to $1.7 billion following the 2023-2024 drought, is meant to consolidate reforms under the homegrown economic agenda, support the finalization of the debt restructuring process, and mobilize more external funding. He adds that Cabinet approved the Finance Ministry's request during its sitting on the 28th of July as part of measures to address an unsustainable domestic debt, which rose by over 680% between 2015 and 2021, pushing the debt service to revenue ratio from 11 to nearly 59%.
The program was initially scheduled to conclude on 31st October 2025. The extension, if approved by the IMF Executive Board, will now run until 31st October 2026. The original 38-month program was approved in August 2022 with financial support amounting to US$ 1.3 billion. It was designed to restore macroeconomic stability, maintain investor confidence, and foster inclusive and resilient growth.
The Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock says more than 2 million vaccine doses have been distributed in high-risk regions to curb animal disease outbreaks. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama says under the 2025 National Livestock Vaccination Program, a total of 2,039,450 doses were delivered to tackle foot and mouth disease, contagious bovine pleuropneumonia, and anthrax. He explains that over 1.2 million doses were targeted at foot and mouth disease, with southern, central, western, and eastern provinces as key beneficiaries. For contagious bovine pleuropneumonia, 607 670,000 doses were mainly to Western, Northwestern, Northern and Muchinga provinces, while 81,000 anthrax vaccines were sent to the Western province. Mr. Munyama says the exercise is aimed at building herd immunity, reducing livestock deaths and boosting productivity as the country works to grow the national cattle herd to over 7.4 million by 2027 and generate $1 billion annually from beef exports.
The Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock, through the Department of Veterinary Services, has distributed a total of 2,039,450 animal vaccine doses across disease-prone regions in the country under the 2025 National Livestock Vaccination Program. The animal vaccines for diseases of national economic importance include 1,288,450 doses for foot and mouth disease, FMD, 670,000 doses for the contagious bovine pleural pneumonia, CVPP, and 81,000 doses for anthrax. This is part of the UPND government's commitment to ensuring effective animal disease prevention and control, resulting in improved production and productivity in the livestock subsector.
President Hage Geingob has reaffirmed government's commitment to ensuring that Zambia's tourism sector continues to play a significant role in growing the country's economy. Speaking when tourism stakeholders paid a courtesy call on him at State House, President Geingob noted that tourism was among the few sectors that recorded positive growth during the recent drought. He says growth in the industry will not only increase government revenue to support programs such as free education and the Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, but also help create jobs.
We acknowledge the growth in the sector, phenomenal growth in the sector, tourism sector. It's already contributing to the GDP growth in our economy, including in the drought year. When we were stressed, energy, mining, of course, was stressed, but tourism showed up, to be honest. And we don't want it to backslide. We want it to continue surging forward, as it were. Today's meeting is deliberately designed this way, so we can actually see why we are not moving certain things, what is needed in order to move those things, so that we can open up the sector for more growth. And the growth benefits are known. It's a story that we all know, jobs, story that we know, more business opportunities, suppliers of goods and services.
Meanwhile, Protea Hotels representative Mark O'Donnell praised the president's global engagements, saying these have positioned Zambia as open for business and are attracting more investment. Mr. O'Donnell has, however, called for targeted policy adjustments in the tourism sector so that its contribution to the economy can rival that of agriculture and mining.
Investment is going to yield results and the economy is going to begin to grow. I have no doubt that the projected GDP figures for this year are certainly going to be achieved. And that comes about basically because of mining and agriculture, manufacturing. And we're here today to try and advocate for some policy changes in the tourism sector that can enable tourism to also be one of the more significant contributors to GDP. There's been tremendous progress, Mr. Chairman and Mr. President. We look forward to having a discussion with yourself and your colleagues about how we can remove some of those roadblocks, because we firmly believe we can hit the number of 3 million.
In global news, the first waves triggered by a massive 8.8 earthquake off Russia's coast have reached the shores of U.S. states, Hawaii and California. The earthquake, which hit near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula at about 11:25 hours local time today, is believed to be one of the most powerful ever recorded. Millions of people have been ordered to evacuate in Japan, Russia and some parts of the U.S. West Coast. For this and other global stories, we monitor to the BBC.
Nearly 2 million people have been ordered to evacuate in Japan following one of the most powerful earthquakes this century off the Pacific coast of Russia, which has triggered tsunami warnings. People are also heading for safety in other places around the Pacific. Greece has insisted that its new policy of locking up migrants arriving on small boats from North Africa is a valid response to an emergency. People fleeing the war in Sudan are among those being detained without the right to seek asylum, which is enshrined in EU and international law. Officials in Guatemala say an armed attack at a funeral in the capital has killed at least 7 people and wounded 13 others. The Interior Minister said gunmen stormed a funeral home in Guatemala City during a service for a person killed the day before.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.